WSJW. Your morning team, you, with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. It's 6:41.
I watched him circle around the block. He finally stopped at mine. Took a while before he knocked, like all he had was time. Excuse me, ma'am, maybe you can help. The directions weren't so clear. I'm looking for Olivia's aunt.
I know that
they
voice.
They said I might find her here.
And a lot of people should know that voice at the last night of the Grammy Awards, although...
Well,
for all the news stories that I'm hearing about, and I'm sure it's getting attention because I'm not paying attention, admittedly, to a lot of the music news. And I didn't pay attention to the Grammys. No disrespect. It's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, any award shows.
Right.
Just not my thing. But I love hearing the stories, especially stories that perhaps don't get the attention. And maybe I'm missing. You tell me. I mean, Bonnie Raitt winning Song of the Year.
Yeah.
73-year-old Bonnie Raitt. How cool is that? I mean, in this industry of where youth is so much celebrated, and
yes,
I get that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But and not only that, she won Song of the Year for the song we just heard, Just Like That. She also won a Grammy for Best American Roots Song.
Like
for that song, whatever that means.
Well, I'm guessing Americana, I'm supposing.
Well, no, because she also won a Best Americana Performance.
Oh, okay.
Award. Yes.
Oh, there so is an Americana.
Yes.
A couple of genre that we...
Best American Roots Song and Best Americana Performance.
All right.
And it was a different song, Made Up My Mind.
Okay.
So...
I saw something, too, that was her first Grammy Award in a decade, but just seems like there are other people that hadn't even gotten Grammy Awards. They'd had nominations, but... nothing in decades.
Right.
And she said so. She was surprised that she was even nominated for Song of the Year because it's for the songwriters. And she says, I'm not a songwriter.
Right.
Apparently you are.
Apparently you are.
So
yes,
that's just fun. So congratulations. And if we're going to speak of age, you know, we were just talking about them Friday. Remember last Friday we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Yeah.
And one of Pat's predictions was some guy named Willie Nelson. And he claimed 2 Grammys.
Yes.
As he's going to be 90 years old in just a couple of weeks.
Gosh.
Best Country Album, A Beautiful Time, and Best Solo Country Performance, Live Forever.
Well,
that seems appropriate.
That seems appropriate.
Seems appropriate. So that's age did have some attention.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it was I saw on social media when Bonnie won, and she seemed just as surprised as I think everybody.
As everybody was.
She won, yeah.
Well, and of course, you're hearing perhaps, and we should give attention, I mean, especially when she is now the all-time winner of Grammy Awards, Beyoncé.
Yep.
She now has 32, which beats the legendary Hungarian conductor Joel Solti. I'm not familiar with him, but apparently he was legendary.
I'm sure
probably
somebody
would recognize his work.
I'm sure somebody out there will.
But
let you know.
It's probably a Georg, actually. But 32 Grammys now.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And she's got...
That's impressive.
And she's got plenty of time to win more.
Yes, of course. Of course.
And I didn't know this. It says her total of 88 nominations ties her with her husband, Jay-Z, for the most Grammy nominations of all time.
Oh, wow.
So
She's...
Wow.
But she missed out on the... what was that? The Album of
Album
the Year?
Album of the Year.
Yeah, again.
Where Styles wins that.
Yeah.
And Record of the Year.
Right.
I think she was up for as well.
Yeah, there were some who thought that she was finally going to get that Album of the Year, but not to be again.
Yeah. She could also be making news today. Speaking of Beyoncé, if I have this information correct. Let me see. I've got so much of this stuff. Yeah. If I'm reading correctly, today is the date that tickets go on sale. And Ticketmaster is a little worried.
Yeah, I thought they would be.
About what might happen when people start to try and buy tickets. So, good luck.
Yes.
Yeah. It says if Taylor Swift broke Ticketmaster, imagine what might be happening when Beyonce tickets go on sale today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, CBS Sunday Morning had a story on Ticketmaster and about how today is when Beyonce's tickets go on sale. So, oh, boy.
If they could just keep the scalpers from buying them ahead of time.
That would help.
And I think she's already had. Is one of those cases where if you're a member of her fan club or some kind of VIP experience, you already can buy the tickets beforehand, things like that. But for the general public, right. Look out! Mm-hmm. Look out! And of course, she's due at. Is she doing Ford Field?
Yes, I think she's going to be at Ford Field. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that'll be huge.
Yeah, she's not going to play. I'm sorry. As cool as Pine Knob is, yeah, it's a little too small for for Beyonce.
Needs a little bit more, a little bit more available seating.
Remember the days when Pine Knob was the place to go, and now you have to go to Ford Field.
Yeah,
if you're
stadiums.
An artist, if you're an artist big enough to fill a stadium.
Yeah, fill the stadium. Right.
Kind of like when Billy Joel filled Shea Stadium. Yeah. I suppose that's.
Some artists can do that.
Yeah, Pine Knob was one, but I mean, in the 70s, they would go down if you wanted to more of a, I guess, a bigger crowd. Would you go to Cobo?
Cobo was big, and it was
the Palace
and intimate.
Later
in
the Palace
became a huge,
big one. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I saw Billy Joel and Elton John '94 at the Silverdome. Remember that was sold out.
See, I saw Billy Joel at Joe Louis Arena. That became a place to go to for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I saw Billy Joel at the Palace.
Wow,
everyone's seen Billy Joel. I think we would all probably agree. Puts on a great show.
Absolutely.
A lot of energy, and you got your money's worth with Billy Joel, for
absolutely.
Sure. By the way, a couple other quick Grammy notes. One of the strangest Grammys that was awarded yesterday. Are we all happy to know that now they are awarding Grammys for, let me see if I got it here correctly.
Is it the book reading?
No. The first Grammy for video game score.
That's big. That is turning out to be.
I wondered what was so historic about the Grammys. Yeah. That must have been it.
Apparently, Assassin's Creed Valhalla was the first Grammy winner ever for handed out for video game score soundtrack.
Funny again, CBS Sunday Morning. They covered this. How this has become a thing.
Really?
And this is it's not back in the Nintendo days with Super Mario Brothers, where it was just played on a little synthesizer. Now you have like orchestras who put these scores together for these video games.
They are specifically creating scores for video. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Which adds to the whole. Aspect of how video gaming has become such a huge phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Assassin's Creed Valhalla beat out Aliens, Fireteam Elite, Call of Duty Vanguard, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and Old World. Nice. So, the first ever. There's your answer to the trivia question.
That's right.
And finally, if I may, this one was the one that really captured me. I love this. So, Taylor Swift was walking the red carpet. Before the Grammys, all the big stars, get those photo shoots. And it just always amuses me what some of these stars go through and the way that the paparazzi just goes apoplectic sometimes. Mm-hmm. So let me see if I can do this great right here for you so I can give you the full video experience. This is Taylor Swift. Okay, she's watching the red carpet and see if you can hear what's... I'll tell you what they say in case you can't hear it. Okay. She's getting her photos started and this is... They're yelling, publicist, get out of the way.
Out of the way.
Because her publicist wanted to come and help her. Her dress apparently was getting caught and not flowing with her walking, so.
The train on her gown had to be adjusted.
Or publicist.
We just need to adjust things.
And Taylor Swift herself, she couldn't hear this, but because they're yelling so loud, she said to the publicist, hey, just give us a second. We're not going to rush you. It's all going to be fine.
Right.
And one photographer yelled out, thank you for calming us down.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
Really? Really? Oh, my gosh.
That's what they live for.
They do.
It's their moment.
Mark that.
Got to hurry up because the next star is coming, and we need to hurry up and get you out of here so we can get the next one in.
I mean, publicists, get out of the way. How many times have those publicists probably helped with access to Taylor Swift? Those photographers probably never thanked
absolutely.
The publicists. Get a hold of yourself.
And she was not upright. Her album came out, was released too late, for this year.
Was that the case?
I think. Yeah, that's why we're not hearing about her.
No, she won one
for
a video or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But I think that's what I read was that her latest album was released too late for this year's, but everything will be eligible next year.
Well, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll have more Taylor Swift news.
I'm sure.
Well, there you go. That's your Grammy stuff.